Hello. Welcome to Friends Till the End. Already ruined it. This is rubbish. It doesn't work. Tried to do a little Book of Mormon thing and it just fell flat on its arse.
Hello. This is Friends Till the End.
All right.
And we are here to welcome you to our podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Maiko. And I've seen every episode a million times. And with me
is Elizabeth.
She has never seen this show before, that stupid girl.
Hello. Oh my! He totally is right. But we are going to tell you about this episode that will change your life.
This episode will change your life. The one with the fake party. No, we can't applaud ourselves. Okay. We'll just pause for the undoubted applause that is going on.
Heard throughout the world.
Indeed. That was nice. That was good.
Yeah.
I think that really said it all, didn't it? I don't need to recap.
No, I think we can just end it right there.
Okay. You all right, bro?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
No. We got a whole episode to do.
Oh, okay.
It feels weird not having spoken what this show is and who we are, but we did cover it in the song, so I guess we can just go on.
Yep.
We watched the one with the fake party. We're going to talk about it in just a moment, but first, Elizabeth, let's play Bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
You got bamboozled again by Greggles this week.
Oh, God, he's good.
Yep, he got 4 out of 5. He was stumped on what the giant poking device was made out of.
Yes, thank you, me too.
Yeah, along with 3 other questions in your respect.
Okay, yes.
But here's my thinking is, last episode you got 5 out of 5 and you got 1 out of 5. And then the next one you got 2 out of 5 and you got 4 out of 5. So he's going down one and you're going up one. This episode is going to be
a tie, you
think?
Yeah,
it's going to be a 3-for-3 tie.
All right.
I think we might get a new record score from you this time.
Really?
Yep. For those of you who don't know, it's 5 Friends Trivia Questions. You can play along at home and you can tweet us what your score was out of 5. If you tweet us and you get a higher score than Elizabeth, you'll get a shout out on today's show. And it can be more than one person. We'll shout out everybody that tweets in at FriendsPod. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, first of all, in the episode, the one with the 5 steaks and the eggplant, you probably remember that episode because the friends were fighting because it was Monica's birthday and 3 of the friends are making lots of money and 3 of the friends weren't making very much money and they thought, this isn't fair. We have to pay for all these expensive things and we can't afford it. And they started arguing. If you don't remember any of this, you're going to struggle answering this question. They were all meant to go see a band play. And only 3 of them went to see them. What was the band that they went to go see? Do you want some clues? I can give you some clues.
My first guess is U2.
It's not. U2 was an answer to another question a couple of weeks ago.
What? Yeah.
No, it's not that. I'm not doubling down on U2. I'll give you some clues.
Okay.
It's a band that's like something and the something somethings.
And KC and the Sunshine
Band. And let me finish with the clues.
Right, yes, of course.
And there's an animal in the title somewhere.
Noah and the Whale.
This was like 1997.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would have felt bad giving you it after all those clues anyway. The correct answer was Hootie and the Blowfish. All right.
Damn it, Greggles, because I know he got that one.
Elizabeth, who does Ross bring back from China with him?
I can picture her. She's a Chinese girl. Well, she's American, but she's an American girl that he meets in China.
Yeah.
Julie.
It is Julie.
Yes!
Hooray!
Yes.
You've got one.
Yes.
All right.
As long as I get one, I'm cool.
There's an episode where Phoebe dates a nerd, and it's going really well until he has to move to Minsk. I'll settle for the name of the character or the actor that plays him. or like something that that actor has been in before, like a movie that you might have seen. No, you got no idea. Do you not remember this guy?
No.
I can't remember what episode.
Is it the therapist guy?
No, it's not Fisher Stevens. He's like a nerd. He's like a scientist. He's like, yes, I'm going to kiss you now. And
I have no idea. No. These are way too hard.
His name was David.
I would have never thought of that.
He's played by Hank Azaria.
Who?
Agathor.
Can you stop asking me names of people? Because I'm not good at that. Can you give me like visual questions instead?
No. Well, not this round, anyway.
Okay, but in the future, I'm not good at names or street signs. I'm good at, you know, when
I have not asked you about street
signs. Okay, but listen, what I'm saying is, when I drive somewhere, I don't notice the names of things, what route I'm on. I just know the location.
It's important that you take stock of these things.
But I'm just saying, my mind works differently than yours.
I'm trying to brain train you. All right, question 4.
This is pathetic.
In the episode, the one where Chandler can't remember which sister... Chandler does a kiss on one of Joey's sisters.
Name the sister. I don't know, Michael. Felicity.
It's a double barrel name.
Julianne.
No. Mary Angela. Okay, final question.
What's the name?
Kind of. No, you're going to get this.
Can you make it a little more diverse? Just stop.
Take a breath. Don't get upset. It's okay. In the one with the ick factor, Chandler hires somebody that we know very well to be his secretary. Who does he hire?
Rachel? Oh, Phoebe!
Correct! 2 out of 5 is your final score. Congratulations.
I don't feel like I earned it.
Well, you got 2 out of 5. Congratulations, you tied your record. I will stop doing questions with names in them. Aw, look at your little face. Does this game make you feel bad?
Well, it is pretty hard for me. We already know I can't remember things. I can't remember things already, and then it's all names, and I'm not good with names.
It's not all names.
I really need something else. You know how I notice things in the episodes that you don't notice? Maybe stuff like that.
Okay, what was written on the doodle board in their apartment 3 episodes ago?
Well, I don't know 3 episodes ago. I can't remember. You have to give me a little more context. I could tell you the 2 things that were on this episode, or the one...
Well, we'll get to that. All right, so if you got a score higher than 2 out of 5 this week, and they were very difficult questions, so well done to you if you did manage to get 2 out of 5, then at FriendsPod, tweet us, you get a shout-out on the show. You ready to talk about this episode?
Yep.
You ready to make this episode our bitch by talking about it?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Season 4, episode 16, the one with the fake party. First shown... on the 19th of March. So we've had a few weeks off since the last episode, which was, I believe...
February 26th?
Oh, bonus point for Elizabeth.
Yes, can we add that to my score?
No, I'm afraid not. The question part of the show is over. But yes, they've taken a few weeks off. Would that be for Super Bowl? Or is that the beginning of February?
No, that's beginning.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Weird.
Spring break? Woo!
They would just take a spring break off? I don't know. Don't know what was going on. Maybe they took a break. They were on a break.
Yeah, they were.
Well, let's get to a game that you are doing well in, and that is guessing the ratings for the show on this week.
I believe you go first this time, if I'm not wrong. Because I think I have 10, and you might have 4?
Yeah, well.
Okay. 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 10-4, good buddy. Last week's show got a rating of 24.4 million. I'm going to say 24 flat for this episode.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to go with what I said last time, which is 24.6.
24.6?
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is 23.1! Pew, 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 pew! Do, 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 do!
That's okay, you need it. You really need it.
Thank you for being so happy for me.
You're welcome.
Hooray! Woo!
Only 5 more and then you'll be with me!
Well, there's still plenty of episodes left this season,
That's true, you never know.
The episode opens, Phoebe's hangry. For people that aren't familiar with that term, Elizabeth, what does hangry mean?
It means you're so hungry you get angry.
Oh, I thought it was just a combination of being hungry and angry.
Well, yeah.
But the angry feeds on the hunger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've reached a point where you're just You just need to eat something.
You're very snappy at people. Mm-hmm. Like, you take it out on people. Like, you're very... Like, some angers are, like, bubbling under the surface, but this is, like, a very kind of...
Yeah.
Because you just need to take a bite out of something, because you can't take a bite out of that delicious food that you crave so much.
Right.
She is nauseous for her traditional foods. She's like, I can't eat anything because the baby is making me nauseous, so I can't eat anything. Which sucks.
Yep.
And then she smells something sweet. Coming from an unsuspecting place, that being the boy's bathroom.
Yes.
So she goes into the bathroom. Joey is taking a shower. She knocks on the door and says, I want to eat something in here. Someone's been reading my porn manuscripts again.
We rarely see the inside of the bathroom.
We see that bathroom fairly often.
I can only remember one other time.
When?
When the girls were fighting over the condom.
Yeah, there was also the time when people kept on barging in on people in the shower when Joey's dad was visiting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, like, I really noticed the inside. I guess they stayed in there longer than normal.
I guess.
Like, you see what's on the shower curtain, and then you can see the...
What was on the shower curtain?
It was the world.
The world?
Yeah. Not like the circly world, but more like a flat... flat earthers.
The evidence is out there, Elizabeth. Just do the research.
Like a map, how you'd see on a map, a world map.
Yes. So not a globe. Yes. Their shower curtain is not a globe.
It is not a globe.
It's a map.
Yes, it's flat.
Okay, good. She's like, what do you got in there? And he's like, is it the shampoo? It's guava. And she's like, no. And then, because he's Joey, he's got himself a wee bologna sandwich in the shower with him. Because Joey loves his food.
Yep.
And she's like, damn it, that's it. And he's, wait, hang on, it might be this pickle. Because he's got a pickle in there as well. But no, it's the bologna.
I'll say he does.
The baby want... Oh, well. Very good.
I'm surprised you shouldn't say it before I did.
Well, I already made my porn joke in the beginning.
Okay, fair enough. There's two pickles in the bathroom.
But the baby wants meat.
Yes.
Wants meat.
And I think Phoebe's...
And not good meat.
No, and not good meat. Phoebe's really perturbed by that because she doesn't eat meat. And how dare the baby crave bologna, you know, which isn't really meat, you know.
Oof,
and
no.
I feel very in tune with Phoebe for this episode because she's now struggling with the only thing she feels she can eat is meat. And it goes against her morals. And I don't eat meat. And I imagine that would be a really hard choice to have to make. Her and I are like soul sisters. Mm.
If only there was a term for having to make a difficult choice involving children. But as far as I know, there is not. So that's the conundrum that she is in going into this episode. The episode then opens. Rachel is writing a letter to Joshua like a bloody coward because she's too afraid to tell him how she feels.
Yeah, they're in Central Park and she's kind of writing a... You know, will you go out with me type note to put in the pocket of a jacket he wants to buy. So that way he buys it, he leaves, he, you know, at some point wears it, pulls out this note and says, whoa, Rachel is asking me out, so I'll give her a call. But she's having trouble. You know, she's writing things down, ripping it up, throwing it away. And they read one of them. Chandler reads one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says something like, give me a call because...
Guys like you never go out of style.
Yeah.
Which is pretty clever.
It is pretty clever. It reminds me of that Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, the one about going out of style.
Yep, that's the one.
I wonder why it made you think of that.
And she thinks it's a good idea because she's, you know, too chicken to ask him out. So, you know, they kind of give her slack for, what did you really throw away then? That's what you wrote. Do you think that's a good idea?
No.
No.
It's cowardly. No one wants to date a coward.
Well, how long has he been in her life for? How long has she been shopping for him?
You know, 3-4 weeks.
3-4 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta shit or get off the pot, basically. That's what I always say. You know I always say that.
I've heard you say it many times.
Many a time. Mm. Ross and Emily arrive in Central Park. They've been to the Doorknobs Museum with Emily's uncle with the awesome voice, who sadly we don't see in this episode.
Yeah, a bunch of... ornate and antique doorknobs. Sounds very thrilling.
Emily makes jokes about stealing doorknobs to just show that she's a bit of a hoot. And the gang like her, and she gets on well, and she's just a good addition. We like her. She's great. We're big fans of Emily on this show, aren't we? Not really asked you about Emily. What do you think of Emily?
She's fine.
She's just fine?
Yeah. She doesn't really do it for me.
No?
Nah.
All right.
Not yet, at least.
We shall see. Anyway, she leaves. Ross is very loved up, but oh no, she's leaving in 2 days' time. What are they going to do?
They're 2 weeks. It's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. He's like prepared for it. He's like, we always knew that. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Phoebe arrives, and Ross does the thing that I really hate with pregnant people, apparently. Like, when you're pregnant, your body becomes the property of every fucker that wants to give your belly a rub. He's like, hey, how's it going? So she's sitting down and, like, rubs her belly. It's like, fuck off, Ross.
Well, I wonder if you're that close with, you know, your best friends, if it would be different.
Even my best friends, I think I would be like, oh, can I have a wee pat? Or, like, like you wouldn't just be like, oh, and just get up in there and, like, rub it. Like, she hasn't even taken her coat off. She's just sitting down and he's got, like, his hands up on her. He's like, oh, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
She's not happy, and not just because Ross is not respecting her personal space. She's frustrated because the baby wants meat and she can't eat meat. She tried having a soy burger, that was no good, obviously. Tell you what, she come around to see me, I'll make her a beaten lentil burger.
Oh, those are real good.
I'll knock her socks off, yeah. Won't even know the difference. You want to know my secret?
What?
I sprinkle bacon bits in it.
No, I've eaten those.
No. We then cut to Bloomingdale's. Rachel is dressing Joshua. She goes to leave the note in his flasher's coat. He makes a joke about being able to expose himself to people wearing that kind of coat.
Yeah, it's a trench coat.
It's a trench coat. He talks about he's had a date. And Rachel's like, oh, no. And he's like, it was fine. I'm just not ready to date. So she's like, oh, shit. So she delves into the pocket and gets the note back and tears it up before he sees it.
Yeah, and somehow she gets away with pretending it's some sort of security tag.
Just say it was like an old price tag, like the price has changed.
Yeah, but she goes behind him while he's wearing it and grabs it out of the pocket. So it seems strange.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious that she reached in there to grab something out.
It's pretty consistent with how she's been acting with him, though. I mean, she has no chill with this dude, so...
No.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? So she has to think of a different plan to keep Joshua in her life. And we see the machinations of that plan in the very next scene. We then cut to the big apartment, which is Joey and Chandler's apartment right now. She's gonna throw a party for him. Or a fake party. It's all a ruse. So that she can seduce him.
Well, it's a party. So Joshua will come and she can, you know, put the moves on him. But she's throwing it under the pretense that it's a goodbye party for Emily.
Yeah, we don't know that right away. Like, at first it's just like, oh, we're going to throw a party. And then everyone's like, what are we going to throw a party for? And then, like, Emily arrives. And she, like, holds up a bon voyage sign. It's like, ah, surprise, no. Cheerio. We just wanted to say cheerio.
Yeah. And at this point, Ross was writing something on the back of their little doodly thing.
Yeah, on the Magna Doodle.
Yeah. And it said, he got interrupted by Rachel coming in, but it said something like, Joey eats little. And then it had like, he got interrupted. So I don't know what it was. What do you think it was?
The little pickles? Because he had a pickle in the shower? I don't know. I don't know what it would be.
I don't know either.
So Ross is a little perturbed that this night has become a fake surprise party for Emily. He had a special evening planned. They were going to go to dinner and stuff like that. But nope, they're going to have this party. And we cut to it, and the party, I guess, is in full swing. It's quite lame, but I suppose...
It's really last minute.
It's very last minute, so it's the best he could do. There's not that many people there. They're playing the non-fat boy slim version of Brimful of Asha by Corner Shop.
Oh, wow. I would have... No, I don't remember hearing music.
It's just a lot slower and not so good. Rachel, to begin with, is trying to seduce Joshua by playing hard to get, so she's just, like, hanging out on the other side of the room. When that doesn't work, she decides she's going to up her game, so she grabs some cherries, and she's like, ooh, hey, I can tie a knot with the cherry in my tongue and ba-doo. Can you do that?
No.
No.
Can you?
No, no one can.
Yes, I can.
She tries to do it, and she ends up choking, which is not sexy.
No.
Decidedly unsexy.
Mm-hmm.
Ross is getting antsy. He's like, oh, we should go soon, because we've got dinner plans. And Emily's like, well, why did you make dinner plans if you planned a party? And Ross is like, I don't really have an answer for that. But she's having good times.
He does have an answer. He says that in America, he kind of treats her like a child. In America, surprise parties are very, very quick. You know, you come, you're surprised, and then you leave to do something else. You know, it's a little demeaning. Oh, in America, you don't know, because you're not a full-grown woman.
Well, not full. I mean, you're just from somewhere else with a different culture.
I know, but, like, America's not that different from England.
Well, you don't know that.
I know that.
What if you've never been to a British surprise party? What if you went to a British surprise party and it lasted 3 days? You'd be like, oh, wow, I never knew that about surprise parties. Like, well, what to tell you, but you'd find it patronizing if I sat you down and explained how these parties went.
I don't know. I thought it was a cop-out.
Well, I'm sorry. It's called bad writing, and sometimes it happens in sitcoms. Phoebe is craving some of Joey's meat. I already made that. I made that joke earlier, but
it still makes me laugh.
I guess so.
She's jonesing for it. Mm. She's like salivating over him making a sandwich.
Rachel has decided she needs to up her game. Cherries didn't work. Playing hard to get didn't work. So she's gone and changed into her lucky dress.
Yes, it's like a bodycon dress, super tight, black with a little embellishment on the bottom, spaghetti straps. Mm. So you okay with them?
I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. And it shows off her cleavage.
No nipple, though. Hides the nipple, surprisingly.
Well, it does kind of give her a lift, so I think she's got a lot of padding up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stop mmming?
I'm agreeing with you. What do you want me to say?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks over at him, and he's standing next to Gunther, and I'm like, oh, that's just cruel. You know,
no.
Gunther and Joshua there. Gunther, bless him. He's always available for these parties. He's always there. Always first name on the guest list. Or maybe he's not the first name, but he's the one that never has any other plans. So.
They know that he'll show up to, you know, fill the void.
So at this point, Rachel's kind of like, how do I kiss him? How do I let him know I want to kiss him? I was just like, God, it's not that difficult, Rachel. You're an attractive woman. Like,
but she knows that he's not ready to date. He's not really looking because he's still healing from his divorce.
Yeah.
So I think she's trying to be respectful, but also really wants him to know that she wants him.
And is trying to trick him and is, like, throwing fake parties.
Yeah.
So somebody is like, oh, you should just play spin the bottle. And she's like, I'm not going to do that. But then Ross and Emily are about to leave. And then Joshua is like, well, I'm going to take off too. So in an act of desperation, they end up playing spin the bottle.
Yeah, so here we are. Everyone's sitting around, you know, with like 10 people. There's Gunther. There's the Friends gang. There's Ross and Monica, brother and sister.
I think there's a rule in spin the bottle, though, that, like, if you get your sibling, you're not going to kiss them.
So there's people that are pregnant, dating.
Oh, so Phoebe can't kiss anyone?
No, I'm just saying it's an odd combination. Best friends, people who are dating, brother and sister, recently divorced. It's just an odd mix.
It's only when they're sitting in that circle that you really realize just how pathetic this party is. There's, like, the six friends gang, which is a given, and then Emily, whose party it is, and Gunther, who will show up to anything, as we've established, and Joshua. There's, like, three guests.
Yeah.
Two guests, really, because, like, it's Emily's party. Like, it's so sad.
It is sad.
But it's a fake party, so I guess it doesn't matter. But if I was Joshua, I'd be like, God, these guys throw shit parties.
Yeah, right?
Like, this is not how you impress him.
I mean, you could have just said she really wanted something small and intimate. You know, the closest people she was here with, you know.
And then Joshua would be like, but why would you invite me then? Like, I'm a customer.
All right, yeah.
So anyway, they play spin the bottle. Joey and Emily keep on getting each other. So Ross, like, kind of nips that in the bud. He's like, oh, give everyone else a chance.
Would you play spin the bottle with your significant other?
Well, what's the point? No, I wouldn't play spin the bottle if I was in a relationship with somebody.
But if they were there, is what I'm saying.
Well, I wouldn't play if they were there or if they weren't there. Like, I don't want
if I'm seeing someone, I don't want to kiss anyone else.
Yeah, so. Did you find it strange that Emily and Ross were doing that, or is it because of the nature of their relationship?
I think because of the nature of their relationship, and also they're just kind of like, it's fun, it's a party, whatever, you know. We're still young and cool, damn it.
So Rachel eventually gets Joshua, spins the bottle, she gets him, he's like, oh, great. So she starts to slowly crawl over to him, and that dress is really paying off for her at that point.
Yeah. It's like a first-hand look right down her bra.
I didn't notice I was taking notes. I wouldn't have noticed.
Of course not.
And but right before she can kiss him, Phoebe's like, oh, the baby kick. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, let's all feel the baby kick. And Rachel is foiled again.
Yeah. Come on, Phoebe.
Phoebe then goes on a speech about how she's not going to eat meat and then immediately starts eating Chandler's sandwich.
Yeah, she just couldn't take it anymore. She just chomped right down as he was eating it.
Joey's like, well, if you're going to do that, you may as well have the good stuff. So he cooks her up a nice little steak. We get to see a little bit more of that Joey-Phoebe friendship blossoming that you enjoyed so much in the last episode.
I do like it, yeah.
So they're sitting on the Lazy Boys and Phoebe's feeling guilty about having eaten the steak. She's like, so many animals are going to die because of me. And Joey agrees to make the sacrifice of becoming a vegetarian while Phoebe's pregnant so that she can eat meat and he won't, and the same amount of animals will die.
It's nice.
It's a nice move. It's an empty, you know, it's a meaningless gesture at the end of the day, but, you know. Well, the gesture is nice, but, like, the result isn't going to matter in much.
You don't think?
Well, the same amount of animals are going to die whether they eat it or not.
She does say meat is murder, doesn't she?
She does.
Mm-hmm. Very Morrissey-like.
Mm-hmm. Good for her. Rachel is taking drastic actions now. She's changed into a cheerleader outfit.
Yeah, what? She shows up in this cheerleader outfit with huge pom-poms.
Yeah.
Just to avoid, you know, having Joshua avoid leaving.
No, that wasn't why. Well, it's partly, but it's like she always pulled in that cheerleader outfit. So, like, it's her lucky dress.
Yeah, but I think that if he was going to leave before spin the bottle's over now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably going to leave again. So she has to pull out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one outfit that works for her.
I laughed so much at this bit. Did you notice what Gunther was doing when she came in her cheerleader outfit?
No.
He's in the background. And he's got an overall and gloves on. He's doing the dishes.
Oh my God.
Out the back.
He's like, so cute.
Why?
He's just trying to help.
They don't even really make reference to it. I've never seen that before.
I saw him with an apron on later, yep. And I was like, what is... whatever.
But no, when she first comes in, he's like up the back doing dishes.
Oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
Oh, Gunther, bless your little heart.
And they did change the sign on the back of the door.
Yeah,
it
was very
said,
good.
It said Bonvoy and then crossed it out and then just wrote, see ya.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't fit Bon Voyage.
No, I think they couldn't spell it. I think it was like maybe Joy.
Oh.
Even though they did have another sign that said Bon Voyage.
Oh, I thought because they couldn't fit it.
But if they couldn't fit it, they would cross it out and write,
they
see
did.
Ya. No, but like they would wipe it out and write it. They wouldn't just cross it out.
No, it's a sitcom, Michael. Yes, it would.
All right, fine. Rachel does a little cheerleader routine for Emily, but she does a couple of shit cartwheels. And I would know because I could do surprisingly good cartwheels.
True.
And she hurts herself. She knocks out a tooth or gives herself a fat lip or something. Bad times. Joshua is now finally going to leave. Should have just done the Irish goodbye, mate. She's just been like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
She goes to get his coat with him. She tries a final tactic. She tries like taking her bra off underneath her cheerleader outfit.
Yeah, because Joey kept alluding to the fact that in Flashdance there's a scene where she can take her bra off through her, you know, sleeve of her shirt, and how sexy that is and how that will totally work. So basically in an act of desperation, she is sitting on the bed there with him and she tries to do it, but she did it wrong. She only pulled it off of one arm. You have to do both and then pull it out.
Could you do it?
Oh, I do all the time.
Prove it. Prove it. Oh my God, she's doing it! Wow, well done. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I didn't think you could do it, but there we are.
Wasn't it so sexy?
It was just impressive, man. Like, I don't want to reduce it to something as crass as sexiness, but...
If you were Joshua, that would work for you, right?
Oh, 100%.
So Joey was right.
I guess so. Rachel eventually, like, she struggles and she can't pull it off. And she's just like, ugh, she gives up. And so she basically comes clean. She's like, I like you. And he's like, I like you too. I was almost going to do it in the Ross voice, but he's not a sad sack. So nope. It's just like, I like you too.
Yeah, he said, I don't wear suits to work and I've bought 6 suits from you. Why do you think I keep coming back? So she had no idea.
So he's like, I like you, but I'm not ready to date because I just got divorced.
Yeah.
So bad luck. Ross is sitting, sulking, all alone in the hallway, drinking a beer, sadly. It's like, oh, look at me, I'm sad, pay attention to me. I hope no one finds me in this hallway drinking a beer on my own.
Where Emily is inside having a great time at the party. Like, at least spend the remaining hours you have with her.
Rachel comes out, gives him a pep talk, just sort of like, you got 14 hours left, make it count. You guys clearly like each other a lot. So, you know, go for it.
And I kind of would be a little mad at Rachel, though. You know, she's doing this for her own selfish gain. And he had a really nice night planned. You know, he had drinks at the Four Seasons and who knows what else. So he probably...
He was mad at Rachel, I think.
I know, but, you know, for her coming out to... I mean, I guess the pep talk was kind of a way to apologize in some sort of twisted way. But I feel like I'd be a little upset.
But Emily's having a nice time. And I think that goes some way. Like, I think he's disappointed because he wants to have her to himself. But, like, ultimately, he's like, well, she's having a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not really what he's upset about anyway. He's not upset about the fact that he didn't get to have the last night with her. He's upset that she's leaving.
Right.
So he goes inside to kind of make a go of it after Rachel's pep talk. And then Joshua comes back.
Yeah.
The cheerleading outfit worked. Hooray.
Yay.
So it looks like things are going to take off between those two.
Yep.
Are you happy for that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool.
Would you, Joshua?
No.
No?
No.
He's a dashing gentleman.
Yeah, he's attractive, but...
No, not for you?
No.
Cool. Yeah, and that wraps up the episode. Then finishes with Phoebe making a big meaty sandwich. Joy looking on enviously.
Mm-hmm.
She's like putting corned beef and other stuff together.
Yeah, like every meat, pastrami and turkey and everything. So Joey's just drooling over it and...
I'm not sure that's a good combination.
It doesn't matter. It's the point that she's just craving meat so much.
Well, I like a bit of meat, Elizabeth, as you well know. But like, you don't mix it all together like that.
The baby wants it, Michael.
Oh, yes. Well, baby don't know shit. And that was the one with the fake party. What did you think of that one?
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say pretty good.
Not amazing.
No.
But it was fine, yeah.
It kind of lacked... I mean, there was a silliness to it, kind of like the last episode, but I enjoyed the rugby one more.
Yeah, I did too.
We're approaching the final third of the season.
Okay.
What do you expect is going to happen? We've got maybe like 7 episodes left. 7 or 8 episodes. Where do you think we're going? Like, usually there's a overarching thing that we're heading towards.
Well, I think that Ross and Emily might try a long distance thing.
Okay.
And I think, you know, Joshua and Rachel are going to try to, you know, have some sort of relationship. I don't know if that'll mean dating right away or if it'll just be like a slow start since he's not quite ready, sort of, keeps changing his mind.
Phoebe, do you think is going to give birth this season?
No.
Probably not. She's still got 6 months to go, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Didn't really fit in the timeline without a jump.
Mm-mm. So, I don't really... I don't know. You know, whatever happened to Janice? And she just... So, we left the last episode...
Chandler moved to Yemen.
But she saw that he didn't get on the plane.
No, he did go in the end. God, you're really shit at remembering things.
Yeah!
You're so bad.
Like, she's going to run into him. She goes to the same coffee shop.
Should we watch every episode twice? Like, but just watch an episode and then just immediately go back and watch it again?
No, it's not that. It's I can only remember the one I've just seen.
Oh, boy. All right.
That's why I bamboozled us so hard.
I guess so. All right, so that sets us up for the next episode, which is season 4, episode 17. It's called The One with the Free Porn, Elizabeth.
Speaking of porn...
Basically, free porn, a.k.a. living in 2018, am I right?
True that.
Hang in there, people. The internet's just around the corner. So, yeah, who knows what will happen in that one?
Do you?
No.
Well, we'll just have to find out. Thank you all very much for listening to the Friends to the End podcast, Michael and Elizabeth. You can find us on Twitter at FriendsPod. Check out our website with all of our old episodes and some nice artwork at friendstotheend.podomatic.net. You can head on over to iTunes and leave us a nice friendly rating and review because that helps us reach a large audience. And of course, if you want to help us bring new friends into the fold, tell a friend, tell somebody you know about our show. And there you go. All right, Elizabeth, we began with a song. I definitely don't want to end with a song. So see you later.
Goodbye.
Very nice.